Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I'm hanging in there. I am looking forward to seeing you in South Florida next week.
Yay!
Yeah.
Supposed to be beautiful
and
next week.
It's been a long
week.
Time with the COVID thing, you know, to go down and see my wonderful and beautiful friends, especially you, my dear. And so I'm excited about that, and it's all good. And, you know, we have a really cute chart tonight. Did you see how cute it was?
Oh, you know, this is such a fun – it's a fascinating chart is what I'd say.
Okay.
Well, because when you go into aspects and you start to look at patterning of astrology, Robert Hand talks about how these patterns work. And this is such a fascinating one because what Robert Hand calls this is the bundle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the head of the train is Pluto, Earth. The tail of the train is Uranus conjunct Moon, Earth. And then you've got every spectrum in between with – the funny thing is it's all the conjunctions, you know, how they're all condensing themselves close to each other as they're doing this dance. I just find this, you know, as he calls it, the chart of a specialist is what he calls it.
Mm-hmm. And I can so see that. And it's interesting because over the past few days, I've been reading for people, and they're asking about their son, their daughter, whatever, and I see genius, really. I thought that too. Now, the traditional school system can be really good for certain types, but because of all the stuff of, like, homeschooling that's been going on, learning remotely, some of these children are actually brilliant. They're kind of like trying to find their way. It's a different genre, okay? I say, don't worry. You know, this time is passing, and everything's going to come back into focus. It's going to be okay, and that's the good thing. I like it because we've got a stellium in Aquarius. We've got a conjunction in Pisces. We've got a stellium in Aries, and a conjunction in Taurus. So fixed, cardinal, mutable. Are all present in the chart tonight, and I just thought it was kind of cute. I don't know why I thought that, but that's what came to my mind. That's the first word I heard in my mind, okay?
It's that innocence of the Aries energy. I know you love that Aries energy.
I do. Absolutely. I have a lot of great Aries in my life, for sure. But anyway, so I just thought we would go ahead and see what people need from us tonight, and I do the show. We will not be having a show next week because I'm going to be traveling. So I apologize because both Jack and I love to do the show, but I'm probably not going to be able to factor that in. But we will be back the following week, just to let everybody know that. So that being said, you want to take the first caller?
How about we do that?
Great. It's trying to render, but I don't see it coming through. Hmm. They won't let me go through.
Blog Talk, you got to love them. You want to go to the next one and then back to that one? See if that works?
Well, I don't know if I can because it's still trying to render. You get the little circle where it's thinking. Seriously?
Oh, okay. Well,
what I'm going to do is I'm going to put them back to listen for now, see if I can do that. Mm-hmm. As you were talking about the Aquarian forces, technology has been a bit challenging of late.
You know, it absolutely, because Mars is conjunct Saturn, okay? And in that stellium, those two are the closest together right now. Mars is getting ready to pass over that Saturn. And it really is all about the discipline of seeing the long term of situations. Technology during that period of time with Mars can be somewhat a little bit challenging. And it's all about really taking a practical look at it and really just working through it step by step, and it'll work. Again, here, that Aries energy with the Sun-Mercury conjunction, you want it now. That's one of the reasons.
Absolutely. All right, it's going to let me try again. Let me try again. Okay.
Okay. But I want to add this final note. But the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction here really makes it that playful thing that you're talking about. It's a belief that's to your greater benefit more than getting involved in the frustrations. That's why you think it's so cute. Is this because it's to our benefit to be optimistic about it and that it'll move in its own time.
Area code 650, can you hear us now?
I do, yes. Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
I tried
call.
To render you and I couldn't get you up, and I didn't want to drop you off on the curb, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you. So my name is Priscilla, and you should have me in your...
Okay, Priscilla. Hi. We're so glad you called in tonight. Let's take a look and see what we can help you with this evening.
You're September 9th?
September 6th.
I mean, yeah. I'm sorry. I did that. Yes, September 6th. Sorry.
Yep.
And where do you live now, honey?
In New York City.
All right, then. Great. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay. And what special question did you have for us tonight?
Yes, I was wondering what you see regarding work, career. I'm trying to get back into doing some work after a long hiatus. Just wondering what you see around that. Because I'm actually very frustrated and there's no spark right now and I don't like it. I'm just feeling really, really down these days.
Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you have a lot of inconjuncts in your chart right now, and it's a kind of a weird aspect. It is a frustration aspect, okay?
Oh, my God, I've been feeling horrible.
Yeah, and there's so many of them in the chart that I'm looking at, I can't even count them. That's how tight they are.
Oh, no.
So we're so glad that you called me, but all these planets are moving forward in a few days, and some of this is just going to naturally dissipate. Okay,
I hope
it's been a tough couple of weeks, absolutely, and I understand that.
So low, I can't even begin to tell you. Like, it's just been horrible.
Yeah, I know you're down so low, you feel like you have to look up to tie your shoes, right? I get it. Okay?
Yes.
But Saturn is sitting on your part of fortune, and so is Mars. They're approaching you now in that ninth house. So I'm going to encourage you to take the high road. And go for your deepest need and desire. Because you have several planets in Scorpio right now that are being challenged. In other words, you don't want to just take any career. You know, as Jacqueline would say, you want to live your passion, right?
Right.
Okay. So passion, what do you think, Jacqueline? What do you see here?
It's perfect timing. There you go. Because you knew exactly where I was going to go with this with the passion. What do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to do something spiritual. I mean, I'd love to be a medium, you know, and I don't know, just help people. I feel connected to source, you know.
Do you know that you can talk to dead people?
I've had a couple of experiences, but then nothing. But I've been told in the past that this is what I'm meant to do.
Okay. Here again, what I'm going to say with this is it's because you have Uranus conjunct Sun by birth, and then Pluto dances right next to that. You are a transformative woman if I've ever seen one. And your work is a way of life. You have a Mercury in Leo. You're a preacher by trade, okay, is what I'm going to tell you. Okay, you tell people what to do and where to go. You have a vision that is higher than others. The beautiful part about your chart that I'm going to talk about is this Venus in Libra in your 12th house. You can talk to dead people, okay, is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. You are directly connected to God, the universe, or whatever you call that higher power. The thing is, is you don't have the confidence. You beat the crap out of yourself. Beating the crap out of yourself, okay? Because you have the ability in the instant to do this. And what I'm going to say to you is I think you need to take a class, go into this, of some kind of practice of how you can take and keep practicing some kind of physical practice situation to be able to hear that spirit. You notice how I'm not saying meditation here, okay? Mm. You have a very... and it's not going to sit there and go home and get your answers, okay? Mm-hmm. You need kind of physical activity to make that transfer in the situation. So I say go do some research. Go look into it at this point in time. One of the beauties about inconjunctions is they can be very enlightening and awakening because they're so defining, okay? And you can at this point in time find that answer in an instant if you're looking for it. And I'll tell you what, you want to find a work? That's the work you're going to do that you're going to be able to succeed in. Your work is a way of life. Your work is your soul, your passion, who you are, and bringing it out in this world. That's the whole mission and goal in this thing. The problem is that you need somebody to kick you, push you, and make you do it, okay? And I want you to do that to yourself. Okay, go take that motivation and you'll be a lot happier and that depression won't be so hard. Sorry to be so hard on you, but I know how hard this is. It stops you from being able to move. I can't think of the word now for whatever reason.
Immobilizer. That's a good word. No, I replied to some volunteer organization and I'm in the process of completing all of the forms and stuff they want. So I'm not totally immobilized, thankfully, but the depression there. I just feel like everything seems horrible and murky and blah and gloomy, and I just
Not doing your passion. You're not on the right direction. You are a Virgo and a dead-on Virgo, but you've got some power behind your force, okay? Mm-hmm. And that power is what keeps you doing that. And that's the reason why I say you need to take and find your passion now. This is the perfect time to do the research, get some information, and look into your passion of what you want to present to this world, because that's what's going to stop the depression.
That's what I'm doing. I was just hoping if you saw anything in terms of time or like something that I can look forward to. Like, does the chart show anything in terms of, I don't know, things?
Well, she's looking at your natal, and I'm looking at your relocation chart to New York. Okay.
I see.
And I want to tell you, because of my background, okay. The way your chart reads out to me, you're actually a medical intuitive, okay?
Really?
Now, I say this because I was in the medical field for 21 years, and I've done this for 47, okay? Because of your Virgo energies and the way that they are angling off with Saturn and Chiron in your 10th house of your career in New York, Jupiter has been passing over you, Neptune, so you've been starting to feel like, oh, no, I missed the boat. No, you just might need to get into a new vehicle on the water, okay? I so agree with Jacqueline. You can be a powerful medium, but again, a lot of times when I'm reading people, I find those on the other side, they're watching over them and want them to take better care of their health. So something about you being a medical intuitive that just really talks to me about the New York chart for you. So I want you to think about that. Now, when I used to walk into a room to take blood from a person, because I was a phlebotomist when I worked myself through microbiology school, when I walked in there, I didn't even have to look at the ticket. I could feel what part of their body hurt. That's how strong it was, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something you need to at least consider, that maybe you can see, again, what the ancestral energies of certain people are trying to tell your client, what message they're trying to send from the other side to help the person that's sitting right in front of you. So to me, it seems like a triad. It seems like that equilateral triangle, that trine energy of a gift from God. Okay? When you struggle too much with something and think you have to be perfect because of all your Virgo, I think, again, you need to go with the flow here. Okay?
Okay.
And stop trying to be so perfect. Let your gift flow better. Let yourself use your psychic energy in every one you meet. Okay? And like say you go to the grocery store and you see a woman over there and she's pinching tomatoes and you look at her and you feel sorrow. You might see a little limp. You're going to feel this in your body, aren't you?
Right.
Yeah. So I think you can go to a great teacher. You can have people to help you, maybe open the doors. But I so agree with Jacqueline. You can do this for yourself if you just simply completely embrace the responsibility of the great gift that you are to this world, my dear.
Yeah.
Well.
You keep us posted. We want to hear how you're doing. You keep us posted because I feel it's in you, and it's crying to get out. Now, you have a Capricorn moon, and they tend to be prone to bouts of melancholy, okay, because they want to see the physical manifestation of their work, and that can be a little hard on you. But the nice thing about the Capricorn moon is that you'll be honest with people. You have integrity, girlfriend, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're going to see it as soon as they start to speak with you. They're going to see it right away. Okay?
Okay. Because I've been ready. There were so many times where I was so excited and so ready, and I pursued things, and nothing came of it. And now I actually have the time, and I'm just want to get out there and let it flow, like you said. You know, I just want it to flow and for me to be able to connect and help.
Use it every day. Don't think you have to do it in a specific place or a specific time or a specific teaching. Just live it every day. Now, I can remember going out and doing things with my husband when he was here on Earth. And it was funny. He said, oh, no, you're not going to go over and talk to that person, are you? I said, yeah, I kind of have to, honey. I do. And I did.
Right.
And you know why?
Right.
Because I can. And so can you. Okay? All right?
Okay.
You keep us posted. We're going to go to the next caller right now, but you keep us posted.
Thank you.
If you need more support, you just call us back. We're going to back you up, hon.
Thank you. I appreciate that from you both. Thank you so much. I will definitely keep in touch. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.
God bless you. All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Amazing chart. Right, Jacqueline? Oh, my God.
Oh, crazy amazing. Crazy.
I know. Yep. And you know, again, when we try to do things perfectly rather than let our psychic stuff flow, sometimes that happens. We can get stuck. I've had that happen throughout my career. I'm sure you have, too. And all of a sudden you say, wait a minute. No. I'm in it to win it. So that's where it needs to be.
There you go. It is about faith over fear. It is trust, especially with her. My God, how can you get so psychic? And how can you be such a dynamic individual? I haven't seen a chart like this. The Virgo Scorpio connection, I look at it and you go, wow. Just the placement of everything else. What a great leader.
Absolutely. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
It's taking so long to work. Oh, there we are. 863, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. This is Julia from Florida.
Oh, hey, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you, ladies?
Good.
Hanging in there.
Good, good. My birthday is September 16th, 61.
Right, Salem Center. Right?
Salem Center, yep.
Got it.
And I'm
currently
in Davenport. I'm in Davenport, Florida.
Cool. How long have you been there?
I think about 6 years now.
All right, I'm going to relocate and see what's shaking. I like to take a look at that.
Well,
Jacqueline likes the neighbors.
Actually,
too,
that's
so
what I'm calling about is relocating.
Good
so
info.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
So my daughter lives in Kansas City, Kansas, and she's just had a baby in September, and she's thinking about moving to Springfield, Missouri. And so I was calling to see, how that would look for me to move to that area also, Springfield, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri, for that matter. So if there's any relocations or best time. Or
Missouri?
Yeah, Missouri.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Or if there's any other, big things that are jumping off the page at you. So. Well, because sometimes there's something more important than what I'm calling for, so I thought,
It's okay. Well, I'm going to take a little look at this for you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to progress you to where you live now, and I am going to look at your relocation scores for moving to Springfield, Missouri, just because I can do it, and I think it's going to be kind of fun.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate
because,
that.
Because you're not the person you were born as and all that stuff. Because where people live sometimes changes. What happens is the computer takes a picture of where you're moving to, okay, at the time you were born to see what the benefits can be, okay? And it tells you what it's going to feel like for the first 13 months when you move there. So it gives you that heads up on how you're going to reset your light body because you have to go through every full and new moon when you relocate to a place in order to really claim back your entire light body in a unique way, okay?
Oh,
and that's why I love doing relocations. I just find it so interesting. That's what I love about my work. I'm never friggin' bored.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
All right. Let's take a quick look at this. And Jacqueline, she's very, very intuitive about all this, about moving, too. Like, she knows, that Florida's a Pisces state. We both have different teachers, but we usually get the same bottom line.
It's like looking at the same picture in two different ways. We feel the thing about it is that we both find that both perspectives make it, each one of us have a richer, again, you doing this show, you two get the richer of both of us together because, again, the two perspective together really give you a full body. I just love
absolutely.
It's interesting because, again, here, it is about where do you want to live? What lifestyle do you want to live is the point here, okay? I do think that you're looking for a more stabilizing place as far as where you want to go, okay? Aphrodite's going to tell you about the area, but I'm looking at the transits of really what's going on with you, okay? And are you planning on making this move in the summer? Is that what you're planning it that quickly?
Summer, fall, she doesn't know exactly when they're going to make it, so I would move like after she moves and gets situated, because then I have somebody there to kind of help us, because, moving a long distance, it's nice to have somebody in the area that can help. you know, help me look.
And this is what I'm going to say. Take your time, because I think next year would be a better decision, a time to make that decision of this move than now. It's kind of like you have to put the pieces of the puzzle together before you know the full information is what I'm looking at. And so what I am going to say about this is think about what kind of lifestyle that you want to live. You know, again here, what type of house, what, you know, close to the market or not. You know, think about your day-to-day routine of what you really want as far as your lifestyle is concerned right now, and start adding some of those pieces together before you know the exact location that you're going to move to. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that does.
Okay, so take your time with this. Don't think it's urgent. And now Aphrodite's going to tell you about the location. So here you go, Aphrodite.
Okay, thank you.
So I look at the scores. I look at the scores first because they give me an idea. And what the computer does is it tells you how it's going to be for the first 13 months if you move to Springfield, Missouri. Now, most of the scores are pretty low. But vocation and career, and it usually goes from 0 to 150, is 634. Okay?
Oh, wow.
So you can prosper there, for sure. But all the other scores are a lot kind of low. Now, in the progress chart, your sun progresses a degree a year. Your moon progresses a degree a month. And your moon has progressed into Pisces just over the past 3 months. So for you to spend a little bit more time by the water is not a bad idea. Okay, but I just feel that for some reason, August of this year, you're going to know your timelines. I don't know if you're going to move then. You might do it later, but in August, you're going to be certain of your timelines. And then we can take a look at it again, because once your moon enters a new sign, it's there for 31 months, and then it pops into the next one, okay? It's only at not even 3 degrees right now. So being by water and being around people that you love unconditionally right now, I can feel your heart singing, right?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But you have a lot of progressive plants in Scorpio, so you're much more psychic than you're giving yourself credit for, okay? And you have a lot of determination. You're so deeply devoted. I mean, you came in as a Virgo, but now you're in a very strong Scorpio cycle for yourself. And so because of that, you are going to do all the due diligence to move there successfully. You're going to move there without one bit of insecurity if you go. I guarantee you.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yep.
You know,
so every door
is
going to open, and you're going to do your research because you can do that. And you're going to be respected and admired, okay, in any job you choose there, whether you work for yourself or somebody else. Your vocation career score is through the roof. So you don't have to worry about that kind of support, but you want to be there for those you love. And again, I can see your heart singing about this. Okay?
Oh, nice. You know,
I agree with Jacqueline so much. Take your time, and you're going to find that every door is going to open, and you're going to feel it psychically, dear. You're okay.
Awesome. Yeah, I've been feeling a lot of insecurity and fear and doubt and anxiety, the whole works. So I've gone into like a cycle of like overthinking everything, and I think myself into it, then I think myself out of it, and, you know, then it's like rinse, repeat. So you saying that, you know, things are going to be clear.
But you have so many planets in Scorpio right now by progression.
Yeah.
Remember, don't talk yourself out of your instinct. Okay? Honor your instincts, too. Okay? Yes, do you want all the answers? Sure, you can Google it. You can find how much properties are. You can find all this information about Springfield, Missouri before you even get there. Do your higher mind stuff, but don't let your instincts be erased. Okay?
Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you, ladies, so much. I'm glad I got to talk to you. It's been a while, so thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And ring us back if you need help. Keep us posted on you, okay?
All right. Take care and enjoy your trip to Florida. Have some fun in the sun.
I'm going to get to see my friend Jacqueline, one of my best friends ever.
Yay.
I adore her. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, have a great night, ladies. Thanks so much.
Remember right now, I want one more footnote. Remember right now,
okay.
Nothing is urgent. Nothing.
Nothing is urgent.
Oh.
Awesome.
Yeah, just go sit by the beach and enjoy it, knowing that eventually you're going to leave the beach. So enjoy it while you have to. Enjoy the day.
Yeah. That's great. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
It.
Have
I
a great
it.
Night, ladies. Appreciate it.
You too.
All right.
God
Bye-bye.
Bless.
God bless.
Wow. I love it. It's great. We have so many amazing callers that call in. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hello?
Area code 229, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. This is Melvin.
Hey, Melvin, how are you?
Hi, Melvin, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. I'm doing pretty good, I guess.
Great. That's so have you been getting the help that you needed last time you called?
Not really. The fundraiser is still the same, so I'll just be patient, I guess.
Let's take a look and see what we can see for you tonight. Okay?
Ooh. Okay.
Wow. You are so worried. Wow. But
you know
that you will be blessed if you believe. Okay?
Definitely believe. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So you are going to be blessed. Okay? So just know it's coming. Because that's kind of what I see. But it's not coming fast enough. Okay? And so you're starting to get into, like, a negative space right now. But the planets that are moving through Aries right now, they're squaring your Saturn and Capricorn. So you want to see a sign that your dreams of where you need to be will be granted. Now, you have squares right now, but they're going to leave in a week, okay? So don't get yourself down. How is your health? I know you're going to have some kind of surgery coming up in the future, right?
Yes, ma'am. Other than that, my health is fine. I'm on dialysis, but I am on the transplant list and with the VA. So they're getting all the, I'm doing all the tests that I have to do to be, for them to do the transplant.
And the last time we spoke, we knew it was going to be somewhere about August and September, right?
Yes, ma'am. They're going to finish up the package in August.
Okay.
So
I knew you rang me up, but
I
was still on the show, so I couldn't pick up your call. I know you rang me up. So I can take a look at this for you, and I will do that. But right now, I want you to just keep the faith and know if you're going to trust the divine, you have to trust divine timing. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree, okay? Right now, you know, and if you haven't noticed, I think every single one of our people who called in tonight are Virgos. Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying that my poor little Virgo, this is a real hard time for you, okay? Because, again, here, don't get to see the results yet. But what you do get to see, and what a lot of them have is this Jupiter-Neptune conjunction is opposing, like you, is opposing their Mercury or their Sun or whichever aspect it is. And here again with you, Melvin, really what it is all about is that faith that Aphrodite was talking about, but it's about, okay, today this is what I can do. You have a Mars in Gemini. It's about getting up, moving around, and walking around. The more movement you get, the better you are with your depression of waiting this time out, because you want to go. You want to get this done. The agitation level with the Sun-Mercury conjunction in Aries is a little tough, okay? And so I really, again here, it opposes your Venus, And so, again here, the more you do movement of some type, the better off you are. Keep active is what I'm trying to say in whatever you're doing. I don't care whether you sit there and do needlepoint, okay? Do
I
something.
Love it.
Okay. Pretty obscure,
yeah,
but you know, what
being
do you
busy.
Do?
I agree. Oh, I so agree. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay? And it'll get a lot better because it's in a time period that you can't rush time. If we could, I'd love to find that out because certain things I'd like to change the timing of for sure. But can't do it. You got to wait it out.
Okay. Well, I was just wanted to ask because I recently, this head football coach here in my hometown of Thomasville, Georgia, talked with him about coaching, and he said that, you know, to get in touch with him in the spring. So I did. I emailed him, and he told me that all the positions are full. So did he tell me the truth, and why he won't hire me? Why he just going back on his word? Because I'm very, very well known here in Thomasville, and coaching with the young kids will keep me out on the field, just doing, you know, helping out, talking and teaching, not, you know, doing, you know, too much strenuous work. So do you all see him changing his mind and giving me that coaching position coming up? Will I be coaching in August? A dude's guy don't want me around.
I want to see that there's better aspects for you. Even in the next couple of weeks, though, see, your Jupiter's in Sag, in your 10th house of what you want to do. Your Saturn's in Capricorn. You'd probably be a fantastic coach, Melvin, okay?
Yeah.
But the fire months, we had and Jacqueline and I talked about this on the show for months. There was a lack of fire in the heavens. And now there's planets in Aries. They're squaring you at the moment, but they will be moving into a trine with your Jupiter in April, before the end of the month. So your next opportunity would be August, which is the next month of fire, okay? So I wouldn't get discouraged about it. Maybe it's time for you to get your health in order, knowing you're looking, okay, at a transplant. Maybe you need to take care of yourself first, my friend.
Oh, yeah, I am, you know. I mean, but
okay.
His coach is on dialysis, that coach football, so it's not a really handicapped thing. So I'm still able to move around and walk and do everything. I'm not in no wheelchair or nothing like that. But I just want to know do y'all see a clear picture of why this coach won't hire me, or will he change his mind?
I'm not sure he's going to change his mind. You do have a nice trine with Uranus and Saturn right now. It's still in effect, and the moon also today. But I think the person did not mean to make you feel they didn't respect you, but maybe he was under the gun to do the hire, and things changed. Now, if that person doesn't work out, do I think he could recall you? Perhaps, okay? But I don't want you to depend on that. I want you to say, okay,
no, I'm not.
It happened for a reason, and put some energy back on you for a while, okay? And like I know, you've been trying to work the best with what you got, and you're such an amazing man. I just want to tell you that. But I'm thinking that I think you were a good fit for this, but he got pressure from someone. I just don't know who it was. Okay?
I don't think it's personal.
It feels personal, but I don't think it's personal.
Yeah, okay? I think it's kind of personal a little bit because when we last season our team went to the state championship, and so but we lost here in Thomasville. And I sent an email, which I thought a message is on Facebook, and I thought it was him, but it was his wife. And I was just saying that, you know, y'all did a great job with the coaching staff and all of this, and we did a great, you know, job, and I'm still interested in coaching with you next season. And he texted me back and said, you know, stop bothering my wife. And I felt defended about it, and I said, I'm not bothering your wife. I thought it was you. So is he holding that over his head for not hiring me?
To be honest with you, Melvin, I just think this man is really stressed out. Okay? That's all I can tell you.
Will he?
Okay?
Yeah, will he be
here? And again,
here?
And you tried to do the right thing. You have no reason to apologize. And sometimes just keeping the faith and knowing that maybe it wouldn't have been so great to work with this person because of his attitude. Okay?
Yeah.
So
you
might have been spared stress you don't need right now. Okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
Do you see him moving? Leaving?
Well, Melvin, the point is that at this point in time, I say let it sit. Things change. And now you're just going to wait to see how things change in that situation. Again, I agree with Aphrodite. You're looking at August here as well before you get a real answer as far as that's concerned. So, again, I put much time and effort into it. Again, I agree with Aphrodite that there's, you know, there's always two in the process. And, you know, here again, I don't think it was all you. I think he has a lot of things on his mind, okay? And here again, let it go for a while. See what happens.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. I just want to get back on the field because that's where my peace at. You know, going back to church and then getting on the field coaching these young kids because the parents and the kids keep walking up to me like, why you won't come back? Why you won't come back? I'm like, well, you need to talk to the head coach. You need to talk to the superintendent, the board office, talk to everybody. Because I'm ready to go. And I used to coach there in one game, the one championship. You know, so I'm very well known. And I don't feel like I'm kind of being blackballed, you know. So I don't know why they, you know, don't want me back on this staff. Because I'm a very motivated person. I'm not a quitter. So I just, it discouraged me because it discouraged the kids and it makes me sad because they want me there. And it seems like these politician type board members and coaches and principals and stuff, you know, they won't let me in. But I'm going to hold my peace and just wait like you all said, but I put it out there, but I didn't try to bother his wife in any kind of way because I was just letting them know they did a great job this season, and I would like to be a part of the football family next season. And he said he'll sit down and talk with me. But now I got a text the other day. He said all the positions didn't fill. And so I texted him back. I said, well, Coach, I thought we supposed to have a sit-down and talk about the 7th and 8th grade team, you know, with those vacancies that was available. So he haven't texted me back. So do you all see him texting me back with some positive information? Hello?
What's his position?
He's the head football coach here.
He's
from Saturn
Energy.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, his name is... Okay. Mm-hmm.
Zach Grace. Well, I'm not sure if he's going to call you back. If he's respectable, he will text you back, I think. But he's getting a lot of pressure from people that are over him, just to let you know that.
How long he's going to be there?
I don't know that. I can't say. I don't know his chart. I can't tell you that exactly.
Okay.
But the squares you're experiencing right now, they'll leave in a couple of weeks. Okay? And
yes, ma'am.
So I would wait it out. And once these planets get out of Aries and they move out of square with your Saturn, I'd give it at least 2 weeks. And I'd contact him just one more time to tell him that you're devoted to his mission. I wouldn't, you know, tell them, oh, you know, you didn't call me back, blah, 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 whatever. No, I wouldn't do any of that.
Yeah.
I said, I'm devoted to your mission. So if some of the people that you've already chosen don't work out, have me next because I'm ready to help you. Take the high road,
yeah.
Melvin, with this one. Take
yeah.
the high road, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We have to go to the next caller. And so keep in touch with us. We love and care about you very much. I know, you know you're still trying to – you are so amazing how much you love kids. You're so cool. I love you. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
That's what I love.
Yeah.
You know, that's what
just
I love.
You.
So.
I know. All right, so let us go to the next caller, and we will get in touch. I'm going to try and do it before I go to Florida. And I'll try and get a hold of you over the next couple of days. I'm pretty busy right now packing and getting myself together, but I want to take a look, number one, at this. I'm also going to take a look at what's going to be going on when you get your transplant, and I can do that for you. So don't think I forgot about you, but we hung up, and you called me. I was still on the air, so I couldn't call you back, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Okay,
all right,
thank
sweetheart.
You.
All right, you have a sweet night, okay?
All right, you are too. I love you all. Thank you.
Love you too. All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
What a sweet and kind character this man is. Oh, my goodness.
He is a kind man.
Yeah, we need more people like that in our school system for these children, you know? What don't they see? I don't get it, but, hey, again.
Politics.
I can only see what I see.
Politics.
That's what I thought. I thought it was politics. I thought it was somebody else behind this, okay?
It's politics.
But,
it's all politics.
I think so, too.
We have people running into politics this year that never do these things, and they've lost their mind being political. It's crazy.
I know. Unfair. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 860, you're on the air.
Hello. How are you? This is Amla.
Hey.
Hello, Amla.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. What a March. It's been a heck of a March month, let me tell you. I'm glad it's over. It's wow. That's all I'm going to say about that. Wow. Yeah, a lot of change. It's been trickling with me since January, but I think this month is actually going to be peak time. With the Jupiter and the Neptune conjuncts and blah, blah. So let's see what's happening energetically. That's just basically my question for the next month.
Now, you're
May
December 16th, right?
Yes, December 16th.
And you still live in
New Britain,
Connecticut?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, I got you, girl.
Thank you.
Just want to confirm
Thank
before
you.
I start talking. I don't want to give you misinformation.
No. Of course not. Yeah, you're right on.
Oh, wow.
Well, what I'm going to tell you, Amla, spring has sprung. You just aren't feeling it quite yet, okay?
Okay.
You've got a
okay.
bunch
I love it.
Of trines here, okay? There's a whole bunch of trines. Your Uranus is trining Venus, is trining Saturn, is trining Mars. And on the other side, the Sun-Mercury connection is getting ready to move over your Mars and is trining that Mercury of yours, Neptune of yours, and it's going to get ready to turn again, okay? So stuff
okay.
starts now, okay? This is what I'm trying to say is that finally, we've talked about for the last few months how this lack of fire has really killed the fire energy, you know, both Leo's energies and most specifically, I've had a ton of my Sagges, like you, that just couldn't stand this time period because of the lack of fire, okay?
Yes.
It's okay
yes.
because it's starting to pop now, and you're going to start to get off and running. When that Mercury, which is only, you know, a week, 10 days away from hitting your Mars, when it hits your Mars, things are going to start to pop. This is a good thing.
Okay.
So
okay.
have things a little bit longer. Don't let that Virgo moon get you down. What do you think?
They're talking about Virgos today. That's so funny. I'm a Virgo moon. And you're talking a lot of Virgos today. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. Exactly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And, but again, the Virgo
the
moon can
Virgo
be a worrywart moon, okay?
Yes.
A little bit.
Yes.
Okay? And yes. So then you question your self-esteem sometimes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, honey,
yes.
You were born with your sun and your moon in square, which means you came in to meet the challenge, okay?
Okay.
Be optimistic and making things more perfect. That's what you're all
Interesting.
About.
Interesting.
You're
okay.
a great leader, and you can encourage people like nobody else can because you're going to give them the darn details, girlfriend, okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't worry about this. It's going to work out fine. And I agree with Jacqueline about the fire. You need the fire to get a little bit later. It's a little bit too early right now. It is trying you. So you're thinking, you're dreaming, you're trying to maintain your optimism, but you're saying, well, when the heck is this going to happen?
I know. It's so
yes,
true.
Ma'am.
It's just, you know what it is? These squares, these challenges, it's like it's kind of like spirit saying, you know what? We wouldn't give you this challenge if we didn't think you could be resilient. And it's a test of resilience. And it's just, I'm like, how much more? And I'm in, like, drain mode now, currently. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know. I am just, you know, like when the dark before the dawn.
Because Jupiter and Neptune are posing your moon.
Yeah.
This is the best place to be in your dream world right now. To keep your faith and know you're blessed and you'll be blessed in the future. Even though I can't see it, I still believe. That's exactly where you need to be right now. It's exactly where you need to be right now. And you're doing it. I can feel it in your voice. It's great.
Oh, my gosh. It's funny because, like, you just said that, having the faith. It's like, here I am. You can't make this stuff up. I'm legally blind. So, like, I have to keep the faith in the dark. I mean, literally, figuratively, everything. I don't, it makes me laugh a little bit because... I'm the Sag girl. I could do this. It's just, I'm like, oh. I'm just, it's like the 26-mile marathon. I'm on mile 25. Like, oh, my God. How can I get through this? That's what I feel like.
Right.
And you're right on the mark. You're right on the mark. You know it. You have it. When you're in the doghouse, make it a luxurious one is what I'm trying to say.
I love it.
You know,
put on all the bells and the whistles. Yes, that makes sense. That makes sense. Life is what you make of it, right? So even if it's a 200 square foot area you're in, you make rainbows out of thunder and rain, you know? Like, that's basically my attitude. It's just like, what do you've got?
Oh,
you know?
I love
so.
That. I love that. Thank you for sharing that with us. That's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for your encouragement. I feel like I keep on going because I talk to you both. So thank you.
You are more than welcome. We love speaking with you, and you keep us posted, girlfriend. Okay.
I will. Thank you so much. God bless. Thanks.
God bless.
Okay.
She's such a darling. Oh my goodness.
She is.
Yeah. Now. Like, you know me, and you know if I hadn't been deaf as a child, I never would have found my gift. She has vision
Absolutely.
Issues. So it's about the inner vision. It's about the texture of her soul. And it's so pretty. Whenever I talk to her, something lifts me up. I can't explain it. It's just true.
It is.
I can tell you.
When you know, when you have a physical handicap like that, it's amazing how... energetically, because you're putting so much energy into another part to compensate for it, how it disperses out to where people can really feel the strength of the individual.
Absolutely. Well, I think you've got time at least for one more. You want to go for it?
Okay, how about we do that?
All right. Echo 604, you're on the air.
I didn't think I was going to get through. Hi, thank you. And guess what? I'm a Virgo.
Oh!
Another one! I love it!
Do you? It hasn't been pleasant. not
I,
not
oh, I hear you. I hear you.
It's been a rough couple weeks. What's your name? Charlene, thank you. Hi.
And who are we speaking with?
It's Charlene from
hey, Charlene. I didn't recognize the voice.
Yeah, and I'm...
I tried to call you back too, Charlene, by the way, just to let you know, but...
Say that again?
I did try to call you back too.
Oh, did you? Oh, thank you. It's okay. I wound up, I'm going to do a private reading with Jacqueline. I've loved mine with you, and I thought, well, you know what, I should try, because I so wish that I'd heeded the advice about Brian, which she said out. She said, this isn't the relationship I'd recommend for you. Yeah, I wish I'd
That's great.
Anyway.
So where are you living now, Charlene?
Same place in Abbotsford in B.C. And, I've got so many things that I'm. Maybe it's best if I just let you guys just see, and you can advise me on what you see, because I got 1,000 questions I could fire at you, obviously, easily, always. Me too.
Which one to choose? It's like. Okay.
I'm going to just tell you one thing that I see right off the bat. Putting your chart up on screen. You need to be your very best friend right now.
I'll see.
And you need to embrace more self-love. Because love for you is kind of like a divine discontent, because you want independence, but you also want to have the we-ness, okay? And be secure with that, okay? But I'm going to let Jacqueline fill you in the rest.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go in an interesting way here because... You know, sometimes I take a minute to contemplate things and really absorb everything going on to try and condense it down for you to what you really need to know, okay? And I'm going to say this. Your Mars, natal Mars, has no aspects to it at this time. None. Okay? I agree with Aphrodite about standing alone. But in this chart, the other side that I want to talk about is even though it makes you stand alone, the Arabic part of fortune is passing over your Venus. And what it's doing in this process is it's got a double guardian angel over that one-to-one relationship that you desire, okay? It is in the eighth house. So again here, it's melding, it's evolving, okay? And again, I have to say, when it comes to one-to-one relationships, it's all about you right now. And it is all about nurturing yourself for a little while and allowing it to percolate on its own. Because you have some challenges with both Mars and Saturn in your first house at this point in time. And so it is about a little bit more patience. And once Mars gets away from that Saturn, it'll be good to go again. But you're still looking at several weeks, you know, 4 to 6 weeks before you're really going to have that out of the way. Okay?
Okay. All right. Time flies when you get busy in something or other, I guess.
Really? Go
no
build
one
a garden.
Thing. No one thing. If you can love yourself more, another person will recognize this, okay? Love yourself more.
Who recognizes that?
Another person.
Oh, another person. Oh, okay. All right.
See, sometimes you have to self-husband before you find one.
Okay. Right.
All right? And so you have to self-love before love finds you. Okay?
Okay.
So work with it on a metaphysical level. Work with it on a spiritual level in a way Yes, you have these plants in Virgo and all that, but you also have some nice, beautiful plants in Libra. Like Jack is a Libra. She's amazing. But know that when the right time comes and the right person comes, and I think that person is right around you, actually.
Okay.
We have Mars, Saturn, and Venus right now all in trine to your natal Venus. So you want someone who is not a project. You don't need another project, baby, okay?
No. No.
And you want someone that is independent and appreciates your independence, will still be there to share with you in your day-to-day. That's what you really need. And it's cooking right now, I have to tell you. Keep your eyes open. Okay.
Yeah, love isn't a big panic at the moment, but self-love is always, it's healthy and wise to remember, to acknowledge that. And I don't know if seek or find, just bring it more to the surface, I guess. The insecurities are loud right now, so it's on many things, I think, that going
in. And that's what you have to do, is not look at the negative in those insecurities. Look at the positive. Look at the asset you are, the beauty that you are. You know, I say go out in a garden and make a little garden that looks really pretty. I mean, you have such a beautiful balance, and you know, you have a beautiful eye for what's really pretty. So I say make something pretty, and you'll really find if you start looking at the positives of what beauty you are, pull yourself out of this.
And the last thing you need is a codependent relationship.
Right? Yes, I'm even trying to
don't
avoid
go
that
there.
Myself.
Don't go there. Don't go there because, you know, you have a lot of power. You were born with Pluto conjunct your sun, honey. You can transform yourself as long as you give it all of your attention. Okay? So do that. Do that for you.
Okay. All right. Well,
thank you for calling in tonight.
Thanks.
Well, I'm sure we'll chat again soon. Maybe you'll get a hold of Jacqueline and stuff. I'm going to be traveling and all that, and I got crazy things going on in West Palm Beach, but you know you can always talk to me too. But, again, Jacqueline also appreciates you and your beautiful gifts. So we're here for you. You call us when you need us. No problem, girlfriend, okay?
Thank you. I'm excited. I'm sad it's all Virgo's calling, but thank you so much for taking me, and I appreciate it.
No problem. God bless you, honey. You have a sweet night.
Have a safe journey. All right. Be well, Lee. I'll have to message it on it. Be well. Blessings. You take care. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station. I'm Everett Norris. Where can they reach you, Jacqueline?
They can call me at 772-286-2720. How can they reach you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me. I'm going to be traveling, and the best number to reach me at, so that my email is 540-613-1070. And we're so happy to speak with you. We won't be here next week. We'll be back the next week. So I'm going to be traveling. And be blessed. And keep in touch. Thank you for calling in. God bless. Good night.
Good night.